across eavesdropping into the individual professional performances?
Oh, look, there's, you're always looking to improve, but fundamentally we come here to improve our football, and I thought we did that in a lot of ways. This Port Adelaide game, our effort and our ball winning was really well, but our efficiency inside 50 off, I think we had 59 entries last week. I don't want to talk too many numbers, but we didn't get the reward for the dominance on entry. So we worked on it during the week. We pointed out, and I thought we were a lot better at finding targets inside 50 and scoring. So there was just a bit of accuracy in the end. You know, it could have been more. So, but look, we'll take that improvement. We also knew that Geelong had been challenged. Obviously, Bartel, champion of the club, concussion, Motlop, a disciplinary reason, had him, you know, probably squarely focused that everyone had to step up. So we, and they didn't disappoint. I thought they had 70 tackles, which is a lot, and they worked, and they had some young players in, and you know, they're a team in transition. So yeah, I thought we went about it in the manner that we expect of ourselves, and in the end, I think you could describe it as professional. You know, our effort and our ball use and our defence and our clearance work was all strong. So, yeah, we'll take... It wasn't perfect, a long way from it, but it was a pretty good brand. And we've already spoken about... Well, we've got West Coast at home. They've had a thumping win. They're up and about. And it's another challenge that lays in front of us in a week's time. So, yeah, we've moved on pretty much already.
The spread and run both ways seem to be really overwhelming.
Well, we think we're a really good running team, and which everyone does, but it's strength of mine as well. And we've worked really hard over the summer. So when you reach for the work, it's there because we've done it. So we know that. And so, yeah, we did run it out. I thought we could have been a bit better in the last quarter, but we pulled the sub maybe a touch early, and then Clark went off with a knee. So, yeah, it was a bit to like. We ran and moved it. And but I thought they never gave up. They kept fighting on. And... but in the end, we probably just could have finished a little bit better.
When you talk about forward efficiency, what was it in particular that you used in the right option?
Well, it's not a complicated process. It's just, you know, you should... It's up around 50% scoring percentage. So one of every two entries, you should basically be scoring. So last week, we clearly weren't. But today, we were. You know, what we have? 29 of 55, so it's pretty good. But then it's a bit about... Well, you want them in the corridor and you want to nail your set shots. We probably missed four or five from 30 to 40 metres out in the corridor, I would think. But it can be tricky. Breeze down here, fatigue can come in. So it's more, you create the opportunities, and then efficiency, goal efficiency is obviously helped by accuracy. So.
Has
the
rank five taken to another level this year, or is this more obvious last year?
Oh, look, I'm not great post-game. I thought it was a pretty even team performance, but... I know Nathan played pretty well. I know he's pretty special in the air, you know. And I thought the longer it went, the better he got. He dominated the last quarter. So, look, they're great signs. Our midfield was very strong. It's won and lost in the midfield. They've had a couple of injuries and suspensions, and we took our opportunity there.
Having your own Johnson and McFarlane against them, big targets?
Yeah, look, we thought they'd play three. We're happy being a little bit undersized at the moment, if you could call it that, because it gives us a real run and bounce out of there. As long as the pressure up the field is strong, we'll defend it quite well. So I thought our whole back six fought on, and I thought they had some moments. It was a little bit Stanley, a little bit off turnover. Hawkins always going to take some monster marks, a pretty special player. And I thought Mitch Clark's a big boy, can take a mark, so, or draw it for a kick. So they had their moments, but overall, I was pleased with them.
Gibson seemed to act as that plus one a fair bit of the time. Was that something planned going into the game?
No, not really. Geelong have been pretty good at... Sometimes they'll hold their six forwards, and sometimes they'll roll one up and spit one out. So it's just about players making decisions. But he played well on Westhoff the week before. He played well in the last year's finals. So he's a you know, mid-tier player that's really building. And I think he can get better again.
You mentioned Zach Clark before. How did he blow up his...
Yeah, I think it was his ankle early. And then late, because he had that knee issue, I think he just flared it up a little bit, the posterior. So other than that, I haven't got the full report, but But we scan colds, mate, so they'll scan it, and then, you know, it doesn't seem on the surface, but you've got to let it cool down. And, but, yeah, we're really expecting that he's okay. But, well, look, we've got John Griffin and Jack Hanneth and Michael Atmos at Peel playing pretty good footy that are looking at foot. So one goes down, no one needs to step up.
Well, play stage for the Derby then next week?
Oh, look, they're intense games, and it doesn't matter where you place on the ladder, and our players know that. And I think, particularly the Dockers, when the Eagles were so strong, we were able to get up and get some victories. So it's not about ladder position. We'll be squarely focused on it. It started now with the recovery, and we need to sort of come with our effort again and give ourselves our best chance.
Did you see the Valentine and Taylor incident?
No.
It looks like he may get looked at. There was some sort of high contact. Is it frustrating that he gets put in these positions?
Well, if I haven't seen something, I can't comment on it.
Yeah.
I thought he was pretty good, the kid. 1-1, caused some spills, gave Walters and Ballantyne. And he only played one game of Peel. So, yeah, we're quite pleased with him. Yeah, I think he's his third season. 196 tall, 96 kilos, off a rookie list. It's a pretty good pick by our recruiting team and our development team. And Matthew himself are working pretty hard to become an AFL player. Yeah, we're quite pleased with him. I mean, he's got plenty of improvement. And they take a long time. But, yeah, he's on the right track. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.